punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. All right. Hopefully everybody got some rain last night. And a little bit anyway. Doesn't matter whether it's a tenth or 5 inches. I will tell you that I got 7/10 at the house, mile away on the corner there, the property, 1.7, and down west of Willow. My property is closer to Reed than it is Willow. I always say Willow. Probably around 3 inches down in that area. I know that's what the county barn got down there. And not too far away, somebody over there in the Reed area, it shows on my dobbler, 8 inches of rain last night. That cloud moved in there around 12:30, 1 o'clock, if I remember the timing right, and just sat there and rained itself out. But anyway, big rains are great for filling ponds, but 8 inches is extreme. So up here north of Elk, I've heard anywhere from 1.3 to 3 and 4 inches up straight north on the back way to go into Cheyenne. Over around Grimes, I think Donnie told me he had 7/10 over around Canute, 2, 3, 4 inches. Text line's wide open. You know, guys, I'd like for you to report in where you're at and how much you got. 580-225-9697. And it started earlier at 11:07, I got a text in from up around Woodward. Harvest crews going through Woodward, so that's great. And 1.01 at Visay, northwest of Visay, at Four Corners, 1.6. So anyway, great. Just great rain all the way around. And I noticed something. I'm not a meteorologist. You guys know that. And you know who I am. Anyway, last week when we had that first round of storms, northwestern Oklahoma was getting it, and they needed it the worst, and they still need it. And then earlier this week, southwestern Oklahoma was getting it. Now it's the west central and the eastern part of the Texas Panhandle getting the rain. So if the trend continues, the next round of storms that comes through, whether it's tonight or whatever, should be northwestern Oklahoma. It should be your deal. I did read where they had an advisory out in the Cimarron County. The Cimarron River is under flood watch. I guess they got a bunch of rain in New Mexico, and the water's rolling through. That's what it said. I didn't even look up the Cimarron River. I know where the Canadian rivers run, and the Ouachita, and the North Fork, and obviously pretty easy to tell where the Red River runs, but anyway, it put out a warning for flood stage. It's getting towards the flood stage in Cimarron County. Let's go over some temperatures real quick. 68 degrees at Slap Out, 63 at the May Ranch, 74 at Helena, 65 at Camargo, 76 at Hollis, 76 at Altus and Tipton. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, let's see what. I got to update it because I haven't been on it in a little bit. Let me update it. There we go. 70 at Lipscomb, 69 at Miami, 76 at Wellington, 76 at Goodlet, and 77 at Odell, Texas. So anyway, good temperatures, pleasant. I did get my Milo in last night. I got that ground fertilized and some more at my feed ground that I'm putting a blend on. Fertilized the day before, and I got the Milo planted last night. I no-tilled it, but it was on some ground that I had had the cows on to graze out, so hopefully it didn't pound it too hard. So anyway, good news. This is the first thing I want to talk about today. I got this from a son. Sugar Daddy, a.k.a. Brian Silt, is all done this morning from his surgery. It went great, and they said the doctor thought he was going to feel like a different person, and they were taking him to recovery about an hour and a half ago. So that was the last report around 10:30 or so. But anyway, prayers and thoughts went out yesterday and this morning for Brian Silk, and hope everything's good. We'll see if he's a new man when he gets back. Anyway, best wishes to full recovery to Mr. Brian Silk, a.k.a. Sugar Daddy down there in Delhi. He's the only person in Oklahoma grows sugar cane or used to. Now he's into pineapples. So anyway, good for him. I'm happy. Coming up later in the show, the third and fourth segment, I'm going to have Clint Derriman from Superior Livestock. He's a representative for Superior Livestock on here. Talk about cattle program and commodity cattle and all that other good stuff. Got questions for him. If you got any questions for Clint while he's on the show, you guys can text it in at 225-9697, and I'll have him, if we got time, we'll have him, I'll ask the question that you ask, and hopefully he can answer it. How about that? So anyway, let's see what happened overnight that's got things stirred up. Soybeans and grains overnight was mostly little change in overnight trading on mixed weather outlooks in the U.S. and other growing countries. Rainfall is expected to continue in the southern plains, where hard red winter wheat is growing through at least the weekend, bringing moisture to plants that have endured months of dry weather. And I really, really think that those people that write these stories need to check up on the wheat. It's already turning and the harvest crews are rolling in. So just a reason to knock knees on the markets, all that is, I think. While the hard red winter wheat crop looks dismal, the Kansas Wheat Tour last week estimated yields at 30 bushels an acre, which if realized would be the lowest since at least 2000. Recent rains have given producers hope. As much as six times the normal amount of rain has fallen in much of western Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle in the last few weeks, according to the National Weather Service precipitation page. Still, the weather isn't rosy everywhere. In parts of the U.S. Corn Belt, mostly dry weather is expected through the end of the week, said Don Kenning, agriculture meteorologist for Maxar. Drier weather in most areas through the weekend will allow moisture shortages and stress to build on corn and soybeans. In the Delta region, it's been dry this week and will remain so through the weekend, said the forecaster. Soybean futures for July delivery was down a quarter of a penny to 13.24 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal fell half a dollar to 401.70 a short ton. Soybean oil rose 0.35 pennies to 48.35 a pound. Corn futures rose 1.5 cents to 5.88 and three quarters a bushel. Wheat for July delivery added a half a cent to 6.06 and three quarter a bushel in Chicago, while Kansas City futures fell 2.75 to 8.09 and a half. Checking on some flood watches. Here it is again. Flood watch has been issued for several counties in the Texas Panhandle as storms are forecast to roll through the area beginning tonight, according to the National Weather Service. Excessive runoff may result in flooding of rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying and flood-prone locations, according to the National Weather Service. Thunderstorms are expected later this afternoon and tonight for parts of the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles. Large hail and strong winds likely will be associated with these storms. Heavy rainfall also expected. Storms will continue through Saturday, with some turning severe at times. While severe storms are not expected, any activity will produce brief gusty winds, according to the deal. And that's in Minnesota, where rain is expected in parts of those. Iowa and southern Minnesota today, no severe storms. That's the one that's get there. They had the sentences all backed up there. Okay, what do we got here? Let's check out something real quick. Right now, current markets, corn is up one, a little over one at 5.88 for July. Soybeans for July, 13.20, down four. Soybean meal is down 3.1 at 3.99.10 for July. down quite a bit, actually. Soybean oil, July 48.42. Hard red winter wheat, up a little over 2 today. It's at 8.14 for July, 8.09 for September. Oats, 3.34 for July. September, 3.37. Also, you guys that got all that rain last night, you owe me. Because I was really wanting to cut my oats yesterday, and I'm glad we held off. So me thinking about swathing the oats caused all this rain. So anyway, you owe me. That's all I can say. All right, cotton for July, 81 cents a pound, and October's 80 cents a pound. So it lost everything it's gained in the last week overnight. Okay, let's check out the studio line. We got 0.4 at Cooperton Valley in Kiowa County. Still desperately needing the gully washer for the ponds. 3 miles north of Reed and a mile west, we had 1.5 inch of rain. And that looks like a number familiar. That Miss Jill, is that you? Anyway, Leedy, 3.5 inches, 0.20 at Salt Springs. 9 miles south of Canute, had 9/10 went and left the house, but it was still raining this morning. 1.6 at Four Corners. So anyway, there we go. Keep sending in your totals. I want to know who got 8 inches last night down by Reed. Somebody down there got 8 inches. It's showing on both the Mezzanet and on my radar app. So who got that 8 inches down there? Anyway, I'm actually going to do weather for Vincent, Oklahoma today. And they should be happy with me there. That'll be our Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. And then 3.75 over by Eric. And today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Have more on them coming up here in just a minute. When I come back, I'll do a little bit of update on the cattle market, the futures. And then got a little word from Tyrone Spearman on peanut harvest, or peanut planting, not harvest, and got a short brief on the National Cattlemen's Beef Association from the president, Mr. Woodall. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Come and get it. Are you a farmer or livestock producer? Then you're invited to attend one of several ribeye steak dinners and informational meetings courtesy of Ag Defense Risk Management. They'll be sharing the latest details on recent changes to subsidized programs offered by the USDA through federal crop insurance that helps to manage risk you face related to lack of rainfall and falling cattle prices. Leave your checkbooks at home and plan on attending their next meetings, Wednesday, May 24th at Rook Star, located at 408 East Broadway in Cheyenne, and Thursday, May 25th at the Senior Center, located at 101 North Missouri Street in Thomas. Ribeyes will be served at 6:30 p.m. RSVP is not required. For more information, visit their website at agdefenserm.com or call 580-454-4367. Best defense is Ag Defense. Ag Defense is an equal opportunity employer. Hope to see you there.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards. Anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers, or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Once again, a good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 22nd. 788 head were sold. Four head of steers at 361 brought 295. 13 at 503 brought 276.50. Three at 685 brought 212. Four at 759 brought 210. 27 at 937 brought 188. Nine at 965 brought 192. 24 at 1021 brought 177. Four head of heifers at 329 brought 257. 13 at 428 brought 240. Eight at 544 brought 221. 10 at 569 brought 224. 33 at 743 brought 190.50. 7 at 809 brought 186. 2 at 838 brought 181. Butcher cows were 10 to 110.50. Butcher bulls brought 70 to 140. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's a 580-497-6095. And before I go, I'll let you know that Jimmy Clark can build a snowman out of rain, drown a fish, and tie his shoes with his feet.
Yay! He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I'm pretty sure I came, Drew. Anyway, funny stuff. All right, welcome back from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. Currently out here in the Texas Panhandle, I picked the big city of Canadian, Texas for your update on weather. 71 degrees there, humidity 79, dew point 65, east winds at 12 miles an hour, gusts up to 15 right now. Peak wind gust today was 33. So far this month, 4.23 inches of rain in Canadian, Texas, and 8-inch soils temperature is 68 degrees. How about that? All right, let's see here. Let's get an update on the cattle right now. Live cattle for June, 166.65. August is 164.22. October is 168.60. December's 172.47. Feeder cattle for May, 208.90. August is 233.85. Lean hogs are 78.37 for June. July is 77.62. August, 77.22. Hogs are just slowly just continuing to dig a hole. Crude oil out in West Texas, or not really, but West Texas Intermediate is July 71.70. August is 71.77, natural gas, June 227, July is 244. All right, here's a word of wisdom from the National Cattlemen Beef Association president, or CEO, Colin Woodall. It's pushing back on the beef industry misinformation. There are people that believe that the NCBA is the checkoff, that we control the checkoff, and that we ultimately write our own checks out of the checkoff funds, and this is not the way the program works. A handful of lawmakers are supporting the Opportunity for Fairness in Farming Act, or as we call it, the OFF Act, which will reform checkoff programs as the lawmakers claim there needs to be more transparency in the control over the checkoff contractors, what all counters. The NCBA is one of the nine groups that serves as a contractor. We are the largest contractor of the National Beef Checkoff, but each year we have to go to a group called the Beef Promotion Operating Committee, sometimes just called the OC, which is made up of cattle producers, 10 of them representing the Federation of State Beef Councils and 10 of them representing the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Woodall said any ideals from the beef, it's what's for dinner campaign to research must be pitched to the Beef Promotion Operating Committee for approval. Only if they like what we're pitching will they authorize us to do that work and provide the funds to do that work. That work has to be audited. We audit it internally at NCBA, and it's audited and approved by the Cattlemen's Beef Board and also by the USDA. Every once in a while, the Office of Inspector General will come in and look at it too. Woodall says a lot of effort is put forward into making sure that those checkoff dollars are being spent properly. All right, let's see here. I gotta turn which button on? This button on. All right, I got a A little update on peanut farmers are busy in the field planting for the season. The USDA has estimated the peanut acres to be planted. Tyrone Spearman, my man from down there in Georgia, gives a breakdown on the report and what the prediction is for the acres to be planted.
Well, peanut farmers are busy in the field getting planted this season, and USDA is estimating what the farmers will be doing this year. U.S. farmers, they said, from USDA indicate they intend to plant nearly 100,000 more peanut acres than last year, for a total of 1.55 billion acres for the 2023-24 marketing year. Assuming that 96% of those acreage sown is harvested and yields average about 5% more to about 4,230 pounds per acre, the production for the U.S. will then be forecast at 6.3 billion pounds. That's 3,150,000 tons, and that it would be up from last year. After accounting for lower beginning stocks, supply is forecast now to reach 8.6 billion pounds. That's 557 million higher than last year. So the U.S. average price received last year for peanuts, they said, was at 27 cents a pound. And this year they're predicting, because of the increase in acres, going down 0.265 or 26 and a half. Overall, there'll be a carry forward going into next year, and that will certainly impact the market price being offered. Peanut farmers getting ready, and it looks like it's going to be a big crop from the start. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.
Thank you, Mr. Tyron Spearman. Appreciate it. Well, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. It's Oklahoma's largest general farm organization, with members in all 77 counties, represented by 77 county farm bureaus. Our work and efforts span all of agriculture, as we work to ensure our state farmers and ranchers can focus on what they do best: growing and raising the most affordable, safe, abundant food in the world. You can easily join the Roger Mills Farm Bureau by going by our office in Cheyenne. Memberships are just $37.50 and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various business. 580-497-2579, 497-2579, or just go into the website and go to okfarmbureau.org and join up with the Roger Mills Farm Bureau, Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. All right, when I come back, I'll have Clint D. Armand on the show with me. He's a representative for the Superior Livestock. I'll be right back after this. Should be a fun interview.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
I kid you all not, I one time saw Jimmy Clark pull himself up in the bucket he was standing in. Once again, to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land, this is your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May 19th. I'm Drew Cobb. 391 head were sold, 5 head of steers at 486 brought 255, 2 at 510 brought 238, 5 at 590 brought 234, 2 at 673 brought 204, 10 at 728 brought 214, 6 at 754 brought 200, 3 at 775 brought 184, 6 head of heifers at 395 brought 258, 4 at 519 brought 242, 3 at 565 brought 230, 2 at 593 brought 201, 4 at 615 brought 215, 6 at 617 brought 224, 4 at 776 brought 174. Butcher cows were 46 to 112, butcher bulls brought 104 to 130, bred cows were 1060 to 1500, pairs brought 1300 to 1900. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That is 580-497-6095.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back from that Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. I've picked the big metropolitan area of Sealing, Oklahoma for your Northwest Oklahoma weather forecast. 65 degrees there, dew point 64, humidity's 98. They have got 1.23 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. The winds are out of the south at 6. 8:42 is your sunset today. 90% chance of thunderstorms tonight, 40. Tomorrow, high 76 and 50%. Saturday, 30% chance of showers, 77. Sunday, 80 degrees, 30% chance of rain. And Memorial Day, 30% chance of rain showers and 83 for a high. Okay, I want to see if I can get this right. On the telephone with me right now is Mr. Clint D'Armond. I got that right, didn't I? Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. So anyway, I hit Google to say it the first time, but you said that it goes either way, but that's the correct way of spelling it. Clint, you work for Superior Livestock. Tell everybody what you do for them.
Yes, sir. I'm a representative for Superior Livestock. I've been with the company 13 years.
Wow.
And have really enjoyed it, and it's a really good outfit, and it's just something that's kind of in my wheelhouse, I guess you might say.
I got you. What's what does your representative for Superior Livestock, what exactly do you do for them?
Well, when a customer calls me and tells me they've got some cattle they want to put on Superior on the video, I go out to their ranch or farm and look at the cattle, and we just kind of flat foot them and figure out what the cattle weigh, and I make a film of the cattle and write up a good solid contract, and we turn our contract and our film in to the next video auction. And the video auctions, most of them are held at Hudson Oaks, Texas, which is right there between Weatherford and Fort Worth. The cattle are on the screen at the sale, and you can also watch it on Dish Network, channel 997. You can bid online on the cattle or call in and bid on the phone at the sale.
Gotcha.
And your cattle are still on your place as they sell. We have many, many buyers that call in, thousands of buyers, and bid on the cattle, and the cattle sell, and the buyer or the seller has the option to say sell or PO right there, and normally we get them sold, and the cattle are still on your place either way. We set up the delivery after that, take a delivery date, and we one of the glories of it is the buyer pays for the trucks. And they send whatever trucks they want to hire, and we load the cattle and weigh them, and that's the way it works.
Works out pretty easy then, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, how many times a week do you have a sale? Is it just one sale a week, or is it every day?
We have our conventional video auction every other week. We also have a weekly auction, and the weekly auction is on the internet only, and you just get on the internet and bid on the cattle.
I got you.
And then our traditional sales video auctions every other week are broadcast live.
I got you. So basically, you as a representative of Superior Livestock, you're basically the middle person. You make sure everything goes good for the buyer and everything goes good for the seller.
Yes, sir. I work for both sides the whole time. We go to the sales and make sure that they're, you know, the buyer and seller are treated equally, and we take good care of everybody on both sides. Also, the day of delivery, I will personally write you a check right there for the cattle. You will have a check in hand when your cattle leave.
Well, great. Awesome. That's good. That's just awesome. Well, I had a question on the text line. I said something about it before you come on the show. If anybody's got a question for you to text it in, somebody text in before you even come on. So you're popular. Here's a question for you. What is the minimum number you can recommend for online video auctions for steers and feeder heifers or even bred heifers?
Okay. Feeder cattle is kind of more our wheelhouse. We do sell bred stock on the video. There's some loopholes to jump through to sell bred stock. What I kind of focus on mainly is feeder cattle.
Okay.
We trade in load lots of cattle.
Okay.
So if you have a calf crop and say you've got, you know, like half steers and half heifers, and it would make a load, there you go. We call that a split load.
Okay.
And we kind of figure things on 48,000-pound loads. If you're going to have a load that's a little bit light, we put a freight adjustment on your load, and it's a pretty simple process, and it doesn't cost you much to do. It's just good incentive for the buyers that are sending their trucks.
Yeah, eat a little bit of the trucking just because it's a light load. Yeah, I got you.
Yes, sir.
Well,
yes, sir.
How does Superior get more for the cattle, for the producers?
Well, it's a good outfit, and there's a lot of good rapport there with sellers and buyers alike. And it's a popular place to sell your cattle. And the best part of it is the shrink. We do shrink the cattle 2% on the trucks if we have to haul them and weigh them on the truck. And if someone does have a set of ground scales on their place, we do a 3% on the ground on the ranch or the farm. And that's one of the good selling points of Superior, because what a lot of people don't always figure is all the shrink that there is between the place that you pin them at, and then you haul them to a sale barn or something, and all the shrink that's put on them there. That's one of the more glorious things of Superior.
Gotcha. Well, program cattle versus commodity cattle. How does the program cattle work better for the producer? And how do you get them more per head?
Program cattle, the only kind of cattle that qualify for programs is home-raised calves.
Right.
And there is an audit and a third-party verification through IMI Global and Earth Cleans. That's the two companies that we work with on program cattle. And, it only applies to home-raised calves. And they have to have a source and age verification tag in their ear to be NHTC, which is non-hormone treated cattle, which is no implants, no antibiotics, and that gets your that also is part of your qualification for GAP4. And GAP4 is where the real money is in the NHTCs and all the other programs. If you're going to do one program, do them all. And it just takes some paperwork, and that's things that we can help you with, and some time. And it does cost a little bit to do it, but it certainly puts money in your pocket when you get ready to sell your calves.
So I'm just going to throw a number or throw a question out there and just say the last 6 months, just for example, and just ballpark, how much extra per head does this program cattle do get you per head?
When you're in a market, especially as good as the market is right now, when we're in a lower market, you'll at least see $10 a hundred out of your programs. And when the market's really good, it can be more like $20 and $30 a hundred.
Okay.
So it's worth your time, and it's worth the little extra money that it costs to do it.
Right. And so do you guys, or go ahead, sorry.
All I was going to say was, and Superior is the place to do that with your home raised calves, because we're the salesmen that work with the companies that can provide these programs.
I got you. And so how does that work exactly? Say, let's just use me for example. I call you and say, hey, I got 50 head of black steers, Angus steers. And is there any requirements? What I'm thinking about is there any requirements on the breed here on the program, or does it matter?
No, of course everybody likes Angus. You know, that's the big deal. It's black,
right?
But we sell red Charolais, everything above.
Gotcha.
But, Angus is certainly the niche market, of course.
Right, and so they call you and say, I got 50 head out here. What's the next step?
If they've got 50 head of 8 or 9 weight steers,
yes,
I'll come out and fend the cattle, and we write a contract. And what I mean by write a contract is it's a description of the cattle, the breed type, the seller's address, phone number, who their bank lien is, and head count, base weight, and what seller going on. That's basically what the contract amounts to.
Okay. Pretty simple then.
Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
It's real simple.
Not complicated.
No, not at all. All right. Here's the big question. Are you sitting down? You're probably driving,
yes,
aren't
sir.
You?
So, yes, sir.
Because you got to probably go to a million places every day. How many miles a day do you put on your pickup?
Well, it depends on if I'm at home doing my own stuff or if I'm out running around feminine cattle, and I'll go 300-500 miles a day, pretty easy, lots of days.
I got you. Lots of miles. What's your radius? What's your area? Where all do you want to go?
I can go anywhere, and I will go anywhere. In fact, I had a guy called me from Louisiana a couple of weeks ago, and I haven't heard back from him yet, but I can go anywhere. And I rep some cattle down kind of in the Elk City area already. And I lay some wheat pasture, or actually rye pasture, out there between Elk City and Canute. I've been leasing it for about the last 3 years.
I got you. So you're kind of local.
Anyway.
Where are you from exactly?
Well,
where do you live?
Spearman, Texas.
That's what I thought. Yeah. When I ran into you out there at the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference out there, I thought I couldn't remember if you said Pampa or Spearman, but yeah, you're right. It was Spearman.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so
yes,
is
sir.
There any one thing that you would be concerned about that would upset what we got going right now on our upward trend? I mean, the market's great right now.
The only thing that would concern me would be something unconventional, like terrorist attack, or you know, something that doesn't have anything to do with the cattle market at all, because there's a lot of future in the cattle market because of our numbers, the placements in feedlots, the demand is there and the supply is not.
Right. And
I foresee this thing being really good for the next 3 to 4 years.
Right. Kind of like when we come out of the drought of 2011 and 12, I mean, it was really, really good there through 15 at least, if I remember right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so it's going to be the exact
yes,
same thing. Do you see any differences going on right now than it was in 2011-12?
Yes, we're breaking records that we thought couldn't be broken from back then.
Okay.
Price-wise.
Right. And is it because our supply is shorter now than it was back then? Or
yes,
gotcha.
Yes. What? Yes, the amount of cows that have gone to slaughter in this drought is unreal.
Yeah, and they're still going.
I know they are, and it just it's unbelievable how many cows went to slaughter, like running age cows, just because there was no place for anybody to put them until this rain started coming.
Right, and you know, we're getting a lot of rain right now. This drought's still far from over. And
oh, sure. Yeah, we still need to grow a lot of grass. It's green, but we still need to grow a lot. I have a place that I lease over between Spearman and Morris, Texas, and that place had a half inch on it in 2 years up until here recently. And I need lots of rain over there, and I know I'm going to let it grow 1 year or possibly two before I ever put anything back on it.
Well, I had an avid listener text into the text line. And I got a question for you. Does okay. the Superior rep call or contact the seller while their cattle is selling to make sure it goes good? How does the rep know to sell the cattle or PO them?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what we do. If I can't be at the sale personally, I will have someone from the sale floor always call the buyer, or the seller, I'm sorry. And they will have that seller on the phone as their cattle are selling, and when they drop the hammer, they can say yes or no.
Okay.
They've got about 10 seconds to say yes or no.
Yeah, no tape delays.
right. there you go.
yeah, that's why I don't take callers on my show, because there's no delay on this show. And I have friends in low places, I promise you. Are the GAP 4 and program cattle more appealing to buyers?
They are appealing to the buyers that feed those kind of cattle, because not every feedlot is qualified to feed GAP 4 cattle.
Gotcha.
And there's getting to be more and more program cattle than there was when I first started, but those guys that have a market for those program cattle dang sure set up their bid against each other, and it gets really interesting sometimes with what they'll bring, depending on the quality of the cattle also, of course.
Right. I got another question text in, if you got a second. One listener texted in and said, what is the commission that Superior gets on these sales?
The commission is 2% of the gross dollars of what your cattle bring.
Okay. There you go.
And then there is also a $2 catalog fee, and, of course, the beef checkoff. That's
right.
Always part of it too.
Yep.
But that 2%. So there's no trucking or yardage or anything like that, like when you go to traditional sale barn.
Okay. And then is there buyers all over the country that watch? And how many buyers do you think that tune into the video auction? And I got a question to add on to that. So this is a 3-part question for you. How many head of cattle do you guys usually sell average every other week on the big sale?
Now you're putting me on the spot. It depends on how many day sale it is. Like our special sales will be for a week, and sometimes those are over 200 or 240 or 50,000 head. Our weekly sales are, a lot of them will be 60 plus thousand head. Then sometimes we'll have a slow week and it'll be 26,000 head. It's kind of all over the board. And then I've forgotten part of the question now.
See,
I lost track.
Buyers. Yeah, buyers.
Yes, there is thousands of buyers that bid online, that call in. A lot of times the buyers come to the sale and they'll sit there through the whole sale every day and buy right there on the sale floor.
I got you. Here's one that I wasn't thinking about. Do they have buyers looking for certified Hereford beef?
I don't see a lot of that. We don't sell a lot of Herefords.
That's a good question.
That's a little out of my wheelhouse, the Hereford deal, and I honestly don't pay a lot of attention to it. And that's just being honest.
Right. Good enough. And does the representative or the seller provide all the health papers?
Either or. I have customers that don't really have a vet that's very close to them, and I'll get the health papers for them a lot. Most of my guys are close enough to a local vet clinic that they get their own.
Gotcha.
I'll get them the information of where the cattle are going and all of that for their health papers. It's either or.
I gotcha. Well,
depending on location.
Mr. Clint, how does people get a hold of you?
My phone number is area code 806-898-1333.
Okay, and that's the best way to get a hold of people selling. I'll post it on our Facebook page today after the show that I talked with him, and I'll put his phone number on there, and that way you guys can look on Facebook if anybody, or you can text in, and I'll give you the phone number while I'm here. But it's been very informative, and people's got a little more clear picture of what's going on with Superior Livestock, because it's a big thing. I mean, I see Superior Livestock every day in reports and Superior Livestock, and it's a great deal what you got going on there.
And we have a sale going on as we speak right now.
How's it going?
Well, I just looked at it briefly as I was driving on my laptop, and it looks like it's better than it was on our sale on the 11th.
What was how was the sale? How was that sale on the 11th? What was your last sale?
Our sale on the 11th, 8 weight steers were bringing $1.90 to over $2, like 2.12 to 13. 9 weights brought $1.80 to 2.04, and 8 weight heifers were bringing 2.10 to 2.12.
Awesome. Well, Clint, you be careful on the road as much as you're driving and stuff. Everybody listening, it was Clint DeArmon. He is a representative for the Superior Livestock. And if you got any, want to do some selling, he's your man.
Thank you, Jimmy.
All right, thanks,
enjoy
Clint.
The visit.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too.
Yes, sir.
All right, bye. All right, it's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Let's take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. When we come back, I'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around Western Oklahoma. So the other side of our business is we fuel fracs. We have an automated system that we fuel fracs. We go through so much volume of diesel that we get a good price on it. It's just like anything. The more you buy, the cheaper the price. So we buy so much volume that we get a better price, and we're allowed to move that over to the ranchers and farmers. Our whole thought process was, you know, we're making money with this, let's start fueling some farmers and move that price break over to them. Yes, price is the first thing, but reliability, knowing that when you call and ask someone to show up, they show up, do what they say. I really am prideful about doing what I say. I want to always be there. I want people to call me and know that I'm going to show up and do what I say.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
I was a teacher, and so I taught him in high school. What I always noticed about Mickey was what a leader he was. And part of it is because he's so willing to do the work himself. We had a incident this past December. We had the freeze in Mangum, had a pipe bust in the wall, and it's just a mess. And Gary called Mickey, and honestly, the plumber did arrive first, but Mickey and his daughter were right behind him. They brought tools, and they helped Gary clean out the bedroom, and they mopped the floor, they took the carpet up. And when they left, I told Gary, I said, we couldn't live in a better town because that would never happen anywhere else. And we're very thankful to have him. I'm Celia Nippert, and Gary and I use Mickey Lively because we know that when we have a need for our insurance, that Mickey and Farm Bureau will take good care of
it. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
The skills you've acquired in dealing with people throughout your school years will serve you well for the rest of your life. No matter what your occupation, you'll be working with others in some way. Having a positive, kind, and gracious attitude toward coworkers and clients will help you succeed wherever you go. We congratulate the class of 2023.
SEI Agritech recognizes this year's graduating class as they become the innovators and leaders of tomorrow.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau, right there in Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. I've picked the big city of Altus, 74 degrees, 67 for the dew point, 77 humidity, 0.18 inches of rain, and not more than 20 minutes away, they got 7 or 8 inches of rain. Isn't it crazy? That cloud just held there last night over towards Reed. And also, this I'm going to do a Vinson forecast right after this. It's the same, but I'm going to do it anyway. The sunset at 8:40, 70% chance of rain today, 79 for a high. Tomorrow, 40% chance of rain, 81. Saturday, 81. Sunday, 30% chance of storms and 83. Memorial Day, Monday, 84 degrees and 30% chance of rain. So just after today, the rain chances go down slightly, but there's still a chance in there every day. Of course, it's Memorial Day. Everybody's going to the lakes. And I don't know, somebody texts in. I hadn't even checked it lately. Has Lugard filled up any at all with these rains? Because there hasn't been really a lot of runoffs. But anyway, it'd be interesting to see if Lugard has risen from the low spot it was in. I think last time I checked it was like 20 feet low, somewhere around in there. Not sure about that. Vinson, Oklahoma, currently 76 degrees. I don't even know how I come across this other day. This is crazy. So I was going through something, and did you guys know that Rufus Davison, whose roof is known, Davis, was the engineer, railroad conductor engineer on the, back in the 60s, Petticoat Junction? He is from Vinson, Oklahoma. I had no clue. And I don't even know how. Oh, I was looking at something, and Vinson, Oklahoma come up, and Rufus Davison, also known as Roof Davis, he's from Vinson, Oklahoma. He passed away back in the early 70s at an early age of 66. And anyway, that's cool. I didn't know it. There's somebody famous, Roger Mills from Eric, and we got Benny Butler's famous from Elk City. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Benny Butler, but he's the famous guy from rodeo producer from Elk City. But anyway, it's just, we've got Susan Powell, we got all kinds of people from Elk City. And anyway, maybe one of these days on the show I'll take the time to everybody text in a famous person from their hometown. But anyway, I thought that was pretty cool because I watched Petticoat Junction. I don't know why I remember that. Anyway, I was a small kid, and anyway, pretty cool. He was the railroad conductor on there. That's awesome. Anyway, guess what I'm going to finish the show out with today? Lab-grown meat's carbon footprint potentially worse than retail beef. cultured meat, this is a summary, quick summary. Cultured meat is not inherently better for the environment. Global warming, potentially 25 times greater than beef if used purified culture media to produce. Leaping from pharma to food product, a significant technology challenge. Lab-grown meat, which is cultured from animal science, sales is often thought to be more environmentally friendly than beef because it's predicted to need less land, water, and greenhouse gases than raising cattle. But in a preplant out of California, people from California did this. It's researchers said they found lab-grown meat environmental impact is likely to be orders of magnitude higher than retail beef raised. How about that? I'll do something on that one of these days. You guys have a great day. I hope you enjoyed having Clint on from Superior Livestock. Get well, Brian Silk. This is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.
You've got it locked on Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandles.